darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a large crowd was following him because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that the large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. We are halfway through the season of Lent. Easter is not that far away. We see it off in the horizon dawning upon us. And today at the halfway point, we get a bit of a break from the sober disposition of Lent. Yes, in today's service, we have a sense of celebration, not heavy repentance, as we hear about the Lord multiplying bread and fish for some 5,000 men, plus women and children. Now, in regard to the feeding of the 5,000, we must take note that some liberal scholars and liberal pastors will read this miraculous story, and will conclude that it is a miracle not of multiplying bread and multiplying fish, but a miracle of sharing. In other words, they will teach that Jesus did not, I repeat, he did not multiply bread and fish, but rather Jesus inspired generosity among the people, so much generosity that they began to share fish and bread with each other. According to this liberal perspective, the miracle of Jesus feeding 5,000 is not that Jesus made bread into more bread and fish into more fish, for that would be physically impossible according to this perspective, but rather the people learned to share bread and fish with each other. Being inspired, they shared bread and fish that was already there in their midst, bread and fish that actually was not multiplied by Jesus. If all of this is true, though, why does our gospel reading say that the hungry people were given as much bread and fish as they wanted to eat? That is not the way to share. Sharing involves that the resources are divided up equally among all persons, where each person limits their portion, whereas our gospel reading, we hear that people ate as much as they wanted. Some had one portion, some had two portions, some had three, and possibly some had 4 or 5. They ate as much as they wanted, as much as was needed to be full. My point is this. If the message from our gospel reading is that we should all share resources and stop hoarding so that no one is rich and no one is poor, then today's gospel reading would be a metaphoric story meant to teach limitations and moderation, maybe even self-sacrifice for our neighbor. But contrary to this liberal fantasy, my friends, the gospel reading is described as a feast. A feast. Each person has as much as he wants. And there are leftovers remaining, so many leftovers that can barely be contained. Sharing does not make a feast, but leaves everybody kind of hungry. My dear friends, this story is not, I repeat, it is not about Jesus inspiring sharing. It is not about Jesus teaching self-sacrifice, giving up bread and fish for your neighbor, even though this is very good to do. It is none of this nonsense, though, but rather this gospel message that we heard, this gospel reading, is about Jesus providing for the needs of the people by feeding them every single day. One of them. No one left out. No one left hungry. Everyone full. Everyone had feasted upon a bountiful meal. Yes, it is a true story of Jesus feeding 5,000 men plus women and children, even though there were only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. This true story is about the Lord miraculously providing for all so that all could be satisfied. It is about the Lord changing bread into more bread and fish into more fish, making an abundance of food, abundance of gifts to feed several thousand people. It is the Lord taking barely anything and then having baskets upon baskets left over. It is the Lord doing the impossible, showing that he is God in the flesh. It is a story showing that the Lord Jesus has the power not only to change water into wine, heal the blind, walk on water, and raise people from the dead, but to also multiply flour particles and yeast and fish meat. Simply stated, it is about the nature of the kingdom of God. It is about the nature of the kingdom of God that there is grace upon grace for you and for me, that there is no shortage, no rations, and no need to portion it out in order to share. Plenty of grace for you and for me, unlimited and abounding and abundant and more than you will ever need, regardless of the circumstances or earthly limitations that we have around us. Now, all of this is good news. It is very good news. It is good news for us to hear. There's a problem with this, though. As we have heard in the Gospel of John, there were many in the large group of people who simply did not get what had just happened with Jesus. They ate the multiplied bread, which is good. They ate their multiplied fish, which is good. They had their fill. They wanted bread, and they got bread. They wanted fish, and they got fish. However, the problem is this. They were acting like a snot-nosed, rebellious adolescent boy who demanded the keys to dad's car and his liquor cabinet, as well as mom's ATM card, just to have a good time. In other words, the people there were so impressed by what Jesus did, which makes sense to us, that they decided to seize Jesus. They wanted to capture Jesus. They wanted to take him by force and force him to be their king. They knew a good thing when they saw it, and they reacted to the free food by doing the same thing that we do. Get it while the getting's good. Jesus, fill my belly. Jesus, make me rich. Jesus, give me this and give me that. Jesus, we want you to do for us, what are we ask of you? My friends, this is not faith, though. Jesus is not a means to another end. Jesus is not some dispensable savior that we can crown as king, and then, in the next breath, as they say, milk him for all he's worth. Being a Christian is not grabbing a hold of Christ and flippantly casting aside his word and his sacraments and then wring him out with our tight fists to squeeze every drop out of him for our own wicked desires. Again, this is not faith. This is not love. But this is coerced extortion. Let it be clear. If we do not want to hear the word of God, but we mainly see it as a waste of our time, if we see the sacraments and the church as some dead ritualistic place that we must endure in order to get close to the Lord for the sake of getting Jesus to do stuff for us, well then, my friends, that is not faith, but that is a self-centered greed. This is the way of the old Adam. This is the actions and mentality of a non-Christian. Therefore, repent. Repent of this with me. Jesus does not respond to our self-centered bidding. Why should he? And besides, typically what we ask for are things that would destroy us anyway. And Jesus, though, has so much more to give us than our immediate self-centered desires. Dear friends, we must not forget that we are in the wilderness of the world, and in being in the wilderness of the world, we need refreshment. There is no food for our souls in the wilderness of the world, and we do not have the strength within ourselves to endure in this world by ourselves. Seeing that we are impoverished, and how poor and empty that we really are, that we do not even have 5 loaves and 2 fish to spare at times, the Lord actually has compassion on us. Yes, you and me, we together as the church are a bunch of poor and helpless people out in the wilderness of the world. But like our gospel reading, the great miracle is that Jesus has power to satisfy human hearts. Our Lord can and does satisfy human hearts when nothing else can. Not the world, not sin, not temporary desires, not temporary pleasures, not health and not wealth. Our Lord alone is bread and fish for our souls. He forgives and he satisfies, he fills, he sustains, and he gives life. And we feed upon him. As the bread and fish were multiplied to the large group of people, so, dear baptized saints, the Lord goes on breaking bread and consecrating wine for you at this altar and at the altars of millions more, as long as his children like you and me, gather before him. What Christ blesses on this altar is for you. When Christ blesses the holy meal of communion, the supply will never run short for you and for me. Yes, we could confess it is grace upon grace for you and for me. He who supplied the bodily needs of the 5,000 people in that wilderness offers us an abundance of grace and forgiveness right here and right now in this service. So, my friends, into your ears and into your mouths, the Lord does not place multiplied bread and fish, but he places his very body and his very blood for the forgiveness of your sins and mine as well, too. The same grace given to you in your baptism, the same grace given to you in this word, the same grace given to you 2 weeks ago in the supper is here for you yet again. Grace for you. Grace upon grace this day, in the weeks to come, no limits, nothing held back, all of him for you, 200 proof grace, 100% all for you, for the forgiveness of your sins, all for you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org. or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.